From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. An arrest warrant has been issued for Muammar Gaddafi. The International Criminal Court in The Hague said the Libyan leader, along with one of his sons and another top official, should be tried for crimes against humanity. Those include murder and the persecution of civilians. Libya's government reacted angrily to the announcement. NPR's Corey Flintoff has the story from Tripoli.
The presiding judge of a three-member ICC panel read out the decision.
In Benghazi, Misrata, Tripoli, and other neighboring cities.
Judge Sanji Masanono Monageng of Botswana said there were reasonable grounds to believe that Gaddafi, his son Saif al-Islam, and Libyan intelligence chief Abdullah Assanoussi had orchestrated the killings of protesters at the start of the uprising in February. She said the arrests of the men appeared necessary.
To, one, ensure their appearance before the court. Two, ensure that they do not continue to use their power to obstruct or endanger the investigation, in particular by orchestrating the cover-up of the crimes committed by the security forces.
Libya's Justice Minister, Mohamed Agmoudi, outlined the government's arguments against the ICC warrant. Agmoudi said that Libya has never accepted the jurisdiction of the International Court, but he added that the warrant doesn't apply because Gaddafi and his son don't hold official positions in the government. He also vowed that Libya would prosecute NATO for what he says are war crimes against Libyan civilians. An arrest warrant for Gaddafi might complicate any possibility that the Libyan leader could negotiate an exile in a third country, since foreign governments would theoretically be required to arrest him. But Richard Dicker, the director of the International Justice Program at Human Rights Watch, says Gaddafi has shown he has no intention of leaving.
Muammar Gaddafi, who has gripped power for 40 years, has made clear his determination to hang on to it, and it defies belief, as some would suggest, that this arrest warrant will be an obstacle to any kind of negotiated settlement for the crisis in Libya.
But Dicker says the International Court needs to show its impartiality.
It's imperative the prosecutor look at potential war crimes committed by all parties in the conflict, not only the Gaddafi government, but the rebels and any potential war crimes that may have been committed in the course of the NATO air campaign.
It's unclear how much real effect the arrest warrant may have on the Gaddafis. The court issued a similar arrest warrant for Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir in 2009, but many countries have refused to enforce it. Bashir is currently visiting Iran and is planning to go on to China. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.